This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity.
Capital Beat.
We got Congressman Bob Onder on the phone with us. Congressman, that was the mayor of Minneapolis who, among other things, blasted people for daring to pray in the wake of such a tragedy. And, I mean, this guy, talk about somebody who's lost their soul and their direction. This mayor of Minneapolis has shown America what he's made of.
Yeah, that's right, Mark. It's great to be back. You know, this whole narrative that's somehow questioning the grooming, the medical malpractice, the vilification of all dissent that is part of the transgender cult, that is what reflects a loss of all humanity, to use his words. You know, this transgender shooter in Minneapolis left behind him a pretty extensive video and paper trail of what was in his head. And I think just the casual reader or viewer of any of that material, which I don't necessarily recommend, it will reveal a person who's obviously mentally ill. And we know he began his transition some time ago. He actually even legally changed his name back in 2020. So he was probably transitioned as an adolescent or thereabouts. And, you know, one of the things he left behind him is that he said that, I wish I had never brainwashed myself into being trans. I regret being trans. I'm tired of being trans. But to cut my hair right now would be an embarrassing defeat. I'll probably cut it off on the day of the attack. You know, this kid needed mental illness and needed serious psychological and psychiatric help. But no, the transgender clinic or the Planned Parenthood clinic that he went to just rushed him off to medical transition.
It's amazing. I heard the vice president talk about this. This is what I love about this administration. This is what I voted for. Go to cut 20, please, for me there, Ethan, Vice President Vance.
There is going to be time for politics, and there's going to be a time to figure out how to prevent this stuff from happening, how to make these shootings less common in our country. And I'm not going to speak about that now. And if you look, we really do have, I think, a mental health crisis in the United States of America. We take way more psychiatric medication than any other nation on earth. And I think it's time for us to start asking some very hard questions about the root causes of this violence.
What do you think the answer is there, Dr. Onder? The medication, is it the fact that we just ignore reality and let people claim they're a different gender than which they were born? I mean, what are we doing wrong here?
Yeah. The medications are a very, very interesting and I think open question. I don't know the answer to that. We do know that some young teenagers and young adults who take, for instance, SSRIs become more depressed and more suicidal. So it's an open question. And one thing I really like about this administration, including RFK Jr., is questions are being asked. But there is no question whatsoever, Mark, that this narrative by the transgender cult that it is necessary to medically transition kids, give them puberty blockers and wrong sex hormones, somehow that improves mental health or prevents suicide. It's an absolute and complete lie. Let me give you just a really glaring example of that. About 2 years ago, there was a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine that was reported in every major media outlet as showing how beneficial medical transition puberty blockers are to children who have gender dysphoria, who think they're born in the wrong body. Well, it turns out by some measures, by about 2 out of 15 measures that they looked at, maybe there was some improvement in mental health, but 2 of the kids on treatment committed suicide. I mean, that's like, you know, Mrs. Lincoln, other than that, how did you like the play? It is ridiculous the way the transgender left, including many in the medical profession, have distorted and outright misrepresented the actual data. Look, people who are suicidal, who are homicidal, need mental help in a bad way. They don't need puberty blockers and wrong sex hormones. It only makes them worse. And I think finally, the public and the medical establishment in almost half a dozen countries has realized that. But here in the United States, gender clinics are still prescribing these dangerous drugs.
Yeah, it's something that I'm really hoping they pay more attention to. And you know, I'm wondering where else this goes. I don't know if legislation gets introduced, if you've heard any talk of it. But I was thinking back to Sandy Hook, the shooter in that case. His mother gave him access to her weapons. At the end of the game, he killed her, broke into her safe, got the weapon out, shot somebody. Had she lived, I think she would have had to bear some of the responsibility for what happened in that situation. In this case, this kid's mother is still around. There's no way you could have been around this kid and not realize something was wrong. When do we start holding the parents responsible to some extent?
Yeah. Well, we do know that she was supportive of this transition from a boy to a girl, and supported his change in name. So I think I'll just assume she was well-meaning, but she only made his mental health worse. But yes, I mean, we have an existing law. A liability for negligent entrustment, for instance, if you give the keys of your car to a drunk driver or what have you. But I think in some of these cases there likely is parental responsibility. But I think there's also responsibility for the healthcare system. I believe that whatever the doctor or clinic that prescribed him wrong sex hormones, maybe puberty blockers, they contributed to the deterioration of his mental health. And I think there's a medical malpractice case here, too.
Yep. We're talking to Congressman Bob Onder. Great to have him on here this morning. Redistricting is still an issue. The governor has not officially announced yet, I don't think, that we're going to have a special session dealing with it. People are expecting that's what may be announced sometime to run concurrent with the veto session. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, well, as you know, Mark, I'm 100% for that. In 2022, when we drew our last maps, I was a strong advocate of drawing a so-called 7-1 map, a map that instead of sending 2 progressive Democrats and 6 Republicans to Congress, we would send only 1 Democrat and 7 Republicans to Congress. I fought hard for that. Unfortunately, leadership of the House and the Senate were not supportive at the time. But now we have President Trump supporting it. And, you know, I don't know the nature of this call, but this afternoon the congressional delegation will be talking to Governor Kehoe. And I am hopeful that what he's going to be telling us is that he'll be calling a special session for redistricting. But who knows? It may be about hurricane relief or something.
I hope.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You're right about that. I mean, is that what would Emmanuel Cleaver and Wesley Bell be on that call?
I don't think so. No,
okay.
I suspect it's the Republican congressional delegation. And, you know, I mean, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, they like Emmanuel Cleaver. He's a nice guy. And I would agree with both of those statements. But and the fact is, back in the day, he was a more reasonable Democrat. But if you look at his record, certainly during the time I've been there, or even the last 5 or 10 years, Emanuel Cleaver's voting record is indistinguishable from Hakeem Jeffries, Cory Bush, or Jasmine Crockett. Look, the question is, do we want the Donald Trump make America great again agenda, or do we want 2 years of impeachment hearings run by Jamie Raskin? It's really that stark a choice.
It's a good point. And you looked at those maps on what a 7-1 map would look like. Tell me if I'm wrong about this. The map as it is has to be gerrymandered a little bit to make sure that that's a blue district in Kansas City, correct? Because if it was drawn exactly the way it's... should have been drawn, he would have more competition.
I agree with that, 100%. Yeah, if there is a requirement under Missouri's constitution that districts be, quote, compact and contiguous, not these spaghetti districts like we see over in Illinois or in New York. But the fact is, if you look at the shape of my district, it's looks like a big Pac-Man. But yes, over in Kansas City, it went out of the way to keep Emanuel Cleaver in a seat. So the new district will be, I believe, fairer, more compact and contiguous, but most importantly, more representative of Missourians and Missouri values. We in the legislature, we're a super Republican majority state. Every statewide elected office by wide margins voted for Republicans, and most importantly, voted for President Trump and his agenda on November 5th.
Bob, before I let you go, I heard you on one of our other shows the other day. It might have been Reardon. I can't remember. And you said that the Onder family, since moving to D.C., had been subject to at least 4 property crimes. You guys have been hit by the crime wave in D.C. How's it going now?
Yeah, it's not since moving, but in 2 years.
In 2 years,
in the core between running and yes, one time I think it was just a visit, a vacation, but in the last 2 years, 4 property crimes. Twice, my wife had her wallet snatched out of her purse. Once, it's a long story, but some jewelry was stolen from the hotel room. And in the last time, our tires were slashed. And I can't help but to think my congressional plate might have had something to do with that. But it's just incredible. And look, I've looked into getting my I carry concealed back here in the district. I've looked into that for D.C., but it's so my fellow congressmen tell me it's so burdensome. So it is worse than the crime rate. The murder rate is higher than Bogota, Colombia, where, the drug cartels live. I really applaud President Trump for taking the crime problem seriously in Washington, D.C. It is an embarrassment.
Hopefully some of our local leaders, whether they're Democrats or not, will accept the fact that what he's doing is working and maybe realize they should do it in their towns. Right? Hint, hint, Kara Spencer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the biggest black eye on the St. Louis region, and I would argue on the whole state, that we can't get the crime problem under control.
I agree. Congressman Onder, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.